Om Shanti. 29th August 2018, Wednesday. Today's blessing is, may you be a constant yogi and with the speciality of being loving and detached, be loved by the Father. You can find out how much you are loved by the Father from how detached you are. If you are little detached, but otherwise trapped, then you will be loved to that extent. The sign of those who are constantly loved by the Father is that they have natural remembrance. Something that is loved is remembered naturally and constantly. So this is someone whom you love every cycle. How can you forget someone so lovely? You only forget him when you begin to consider someone or something even lovelier than the Father. If you constantly love the Father, you will then become constant yogis. Baba is telling, how will we know what is the barometer of the divine love? On one side is love of the Father, and on another side is detachment. It depends on how much detached one is. The greater the detachment, the greater would be the love for the Father. So Baba is saying, you can find out how much you are loved by the Father from how detached you are. If you are little detached, but otherwise trapped, then you will be only loved to that extent. The signs of those who are constantly loved by the Father is that they will have natural remembrance. And something which is loved is remembered naturally and constantly. And Baba is something who is lovelier than any other thing in this world. So how can you forget someone who is so lovely? You only forget him when you begin to consider someone or something more lovelier than the Father. So, what are the components of the divine love? If we have to divide, this is divine love, love for the God, love for the Supreme. So this is what they call divine love. What are the components? What things are necessary or prerequisite for this love? This loving God, God is the most loveliest thing in the world. So when we love something which is very much dear to our heart, which is very lovely, so the remembrance is constant and natural. It's only when we do not love something from the heart that we have to make efforts in remembering. Just as mother doesn't make any effort to remember. There are examples of mother whose sons have gone out, and mother is there and she is not looking at her son, but her son has come from behind and she gets to know that it is he, even before, without looking back. There is some intimate bond within, which is beyond the five senses. So something like sixth sense or intuition operates there between a mother and a child. Child is sick and the mother knows. Husband is wounded in the battlefield and the wife knows. So there is some invisible bond, some sort of telepathy, some sort of ESP, extra sensory perception, between the two souls or even for that matter, something which is known as soulmate and twin flames. Twin flames and soulmates, these are the two words. Between these two, between two soulmates, between two twin flames. Twin flames are those souls who are staying at different part of the world, probably, maybe. And yet, they are connected with each other very deeply. Their thoughts are connected. Like, they show in Laila Majnu, when that Majnu is hit on his hand by the teacher, by that Maulavi, the signs of that wound are there on the body of Laila. When one is hit, the marks are there, indented on another body. This is shown. Theoretically, biologically, scientifically, it's not possible. How can one is hit there and the marks are on another side, another soul? So this is all twin flames or soulmates or mother child or husband wife or lovers. So somehow they are connected with each other, though they may be physically very much away from each other. So something more than the body is operating. Something more than the attraction of the body is working there. Something more than just emotions. Some spiritual bond, some spiritual connection, some love of the previous births that goes on in this birth also. They call it love at first sight. And many husbands and wives, they describe that the moment we met the person, the other person, we felt as if we know him. We felt as if he is the one I was searching for. And then they married, and now it is 40 years post-marriage, and now they recount these experiences. How we met for the first time and how we felt that internal bond at first sight. So these are some of the things of the world. Love trespasses body. Love goes beyond body. Love is even beyond emotions. Love is even beyond all thoughts. Love is all beyond even all the logics, all the reasonings. Love, if you ask a lover, why do you love her? He says, I don't know. There is no logic. So love is something like that. Most easiest and the most difficult of all the emotions in the world. So now, this we talk about something of the world. Now, what are the components of the divine love? Paramatma Prem. How it is different. The first thing is, when one starts loving God, automatically the love for the world reduces. When I say love for the world, it means attractions of the world. It means pull of the world. So the very first thing is vairag for the world. Internal detachment from the for the world. So as the love increases, vairag for the world increases. One gets detached from all the worldly pleasures, all the temporal joys which he used to enjoy till now. All those things he goes away. It has been seen in the lives of all the saints down the ages. Those who were drowned in materialism, the moment they turned towards God, all those materialistic pleasures appeared worthless. Saint Francis of Assisi, how he was a worldly minded person, how he was about to get engaged how he was given to all the frivolities of life, and suddenly the divine call from above, and he gives up everything. And then he devotes his life to spirituality and spiritual pursuits. So the first thing that happens in divine love is vairag for the world. Second, what are the components of this love? What happens when one starts loving God? Remaining lost in his remembrance. Okay. So one is gets intoxicated with that love. Love passes through so many stages: attraction, infatuation, then love, and then respect for that person, then obsession for that person, and at last the death for that person. Arabic literature describes 7 different stages of the love, which we had discussed previously also. How it starts with attraction, and then infatuation, and then love, ishq, hakikat, ibadat. Then all those stages are there. One starts respecting, and then one starts ibadat, revering that person, venerating that person, and then gets junoon, obsessed with that person, and at last fana, death for that person. So these are the talk of different, these 7 different stages of love. Love passes through all those stages, and the last is the death for that person, laying down of one's life for that person. So here one gets intoxicated with the beloved, day and night thinking only about that person. He is not concerned about the world, nothing to do with the world, and he sees the same person everywhere. Intoxication on getting lost in that person. So this is the second component, is intoxication. Then third component of divine love. What happens when one is in love? Surrender. Complete surrender. Total surrender. All the logic finishes and person is just ready to die for that person. Surrenders his everything for the sake of his beloved. So absolute surrender. Then
possessive.
Worldly love can become possessive. Divine love is never possessive. Divine love feels that let everyone come into this. So it is non-possessive. Divine love is non-possessive. It doesn't want to possess. But yes, sometimes it does become possessive. But and in its heart of hearts, the divine love wants that let everyone come in its orbit of love. So divine love is unlike the worldly love. A woman doesn't tolerate, or the man doesn't tolerate, if his spouse or his beloved is loved by somebody else, because that person is very much possessive. It's mine. He doesn't want it to give to anybody. But divine love believes in sharing, because it doesn't reduce by sharing. So one of the components of divine love is non-possessiveness. Then, when you start loving God, you automatically start loving from everyone. In fact, it starts with world hatred and ends in world love. When I say world hatred, it means vairag, it means detachment, it means not wanting anything of this world. Absolute relinquishment, renouncing everything of this world. From there it starts. But when it achieves the ultimate, then it realizes that everything is his. So he starts loving everything. So it begins with vairag, but ultimately ends in love for the world. Because everyone is his when we come to that ultimate realization. Then what else?
Respect
to God. Okay. Then what else? You will try to become like him. Or rather, you automatically become like him without your trying. just as so many studies have shown, or even it is practical example, husband and wives, they stay together for 30-40 years, they start looking like each other physically. They start looking like each other after 30-40 years. So you start looking like that person. Yeah? Yes. So they are colored by each other's company and they start looking like each other. So person tries to imitate, or even a better word for that is emulate. E-M-U-L-A-T-E. Emulation. Emulate means not just try to become, well, not just try to look, but try to act like him, speak like him, say like him, just to be on a par with that person. So that is emulation. So person tries to emulate the person, tries to become like that person in divine love. Then what else? We'll try to know every detail of that person. Okay. And we will try to, person will try to stay in his company all the time, stay with him all the time, remaining lost in him, trying to know his likes and dislikes. Again, worldly example, wives, if some disturbance is going on in the mind of a husband, she knows what is happening. She knows the thought of her husband even before the husband thinks himself. Such deep bond is shown, is seen in the world. Then wives know almost everything. Very faithful, and those type of wives, very loyal, faithful, loveful, and such examples are there in the like a husband is eating and the wife is sitting, and she knows that he is not his usual self, something is wrong somewhere, and she says, yes, something is wrong, and she even tells him that this is wrong. And then she even tells, now this is the way out. And she even tells, this is what you are thinking. Such a deep bond. He doesn't say anything. And even he says, oh, is it me who is thinking so? She says, yes, you are thinking it like that. Such deep bond. So why this happens? Because of deeper love. Love that has risen away from the platform of body. That has even risen from away above the platform of emotions. It's a higher love. And this love is seen in human beings, and this love is seen here in the divine love. Then, when tries to understand his will, you surrender in front of his will. You have no, this is my will or this is my wish, I want this or I want that. No personal opinion, no personal views, no personal desires. You are completely at the mercy of your master. So that is the ultimate love. So that is another component of love. To know the beloved. To become like the beloved. To remain merged in him. To remain with him all the time. Then what else? To fulfill their desires. This is one of the important components of divine love. Divine love wants to fulfill the desire, unspoken desires of the beloved. The desires which he has even not spoken. Yeah. It is, yeah, it will come under total commitment, but different ways of saying the same thing. So you try to understand and you fulfill the desire of the beloved. He has not even spoken that. He has not said that. But you understand. Yes, he wants that. So there is a subtle sacrifice. Subtle surrender, subtle sacrifice, and one more, renouncing one's own pleasures, renouncing one's own selfish desires or goals, sacrifice, comforts, conveniences, all the pleasures, personal pleasures for the beloved. So this is a very important component. Then what else?
Follow to them.
We said follow. Then what else?
All hardships.
Don't, it doesn't feel like hardship because it is labor of love, love of labor. What's they call? You are doing everything for something. Like child is sick, mother is staying awake the whole night. This is one example. Second, a patient is sick and the nurse is staying awake whole night. Third, person is sick and a servant is staying awake whole night. Is there a difference between the three things? Mother, child is sick and she is awake the whole night. And the early morning, will she say, now I am tired, I want to sleep, now it is not my duty. Now let someone else take over. Now you look after the child, I am going to sleep. She will never say that. Because for her it is the love which is staying awake. One example. Second, sister in the hospital and looking after the patient. She stays awake the whole night. The next day, she can go off because somebody else has come to take over. She hands over to somebody else because she is getting payment. She has done her job well and now she goes away. It's not that she neglected her duty. It's not the she has any dereliction anywhere. She has done her duty well and now she is going away. But she hands over to somebody. Does mother ever say that? Now you look after my job is work. Does any mother of any home says, my job was only till 5 PM, now I am going. Now you look after. Now I am not responsible if any guest comes. If anybody falls ill. She has no timings. She is ever on her heels. She is ever working all the time, 24/7. Third example, servant. You pay somebody to look after somebody, caretakers. If suppose you don't give money, probably they may not work. They want immediate money. And if you give less, probably they will take care of that not so meticulously. So there would be some difference in their care. Here also, in the divine love, this divine love is arising out of that deep love of the heart. So there is no timing here. They are ready to do everything for him. His service means they are on call 24 hours. It's not that it is not my department or it is not my seva or it is his yajna, they are on call all the time. Wherever they are called, they are ready to go. They are like those grass which is growing in the lake below. So when the flow comes, gush of water on this side, they will droop this side, they will droop that side. So one of the greatest component of divine love is falling down of ego. Complete dissolution of ego. They have lost their own I. I and he have become one. So this is some of the components of divine love. So Baba said, this love will decrease. When? When you start loving somebody else. When somebody is appearing to you more lovelier than the father. In this entire kalpa, no other vastu thing is as lovely as father. But when somebody is trying to attract you, some person or some object, then you start forgetting God. This is how the forgetfulness comes. Divine forgetfulness. Divine oblivion. So, love Him above all. In Bible there is a beautiful statement. Love me above all. Love me above everything of this world. With all your hearts, with all your minds, with all your soul. Because I am your father. Because I am the one whom you called for. And now I have come. So give up everything. Claps my hand and come. Claps my hand and come. I have come to take you away. So give up everything and follow me. Give up everything and come after me. Give up everything and become mine. So these are some of the things. of divine love. Om Shanti.